perspective, it's one of those feel-good conditions that I don't know how we would enforce it. There's nothing that would distinguish a car that's owned by a Reed student or guest from anyone else who's on that street. So, or I don't believe our parking operations would cite that car or tow a car based on a neighbor's complaint that they saw a Reed student college park there and walk away.
Yeah. Do you have an impression you want to share? Has the situation, have the stakeholders or players in this situation exhausted their ability to work this issue out amongst themselves, in your opinion?
I have been involved with all three applications for the Parker House. I can tell you from my impression in trying to be open to all parties that there's been a high degree of opposition among a portion of the neighborhood. I think Reed has, in my opinion, tried very hard to work with the neighborhood and find a middle ground. I believe that as an indication of some of the frustration in trying to get people to the table in a productive way is in the exhibit, and I believe you got a packet from Mr. Abel that has an exhibit under tab B that includes a copy of what was in their initial application for this review as an appendix that documents all the meetings and all the outreach efforts that the college has engaged in, and it appears from that documentation that their efforts have been rebuffed, which tends to create a situation where it's difficult to come together and problem solve when parties won't even agree to attend meetings. So it's, from that perspective, this has been a difficult application. And I can tell you, I want to give a nod to Mr. Haley. We have spent quite a bit of time trying to come up with ideas and recommended conditions of approval to help address what I'm sure you've heard today is one of the primary concerns of the residents on Moreland Lane. They don't want the traffic. They don't want the parking. We felt that we looked at the possibility of a second curb cut off Woodstock. The grade change there prohibits that, but the unloading zone along Woodstock seemed like a very viable solution to get at those concerns.
So it's time for us to make a decision. It sounds like this has been going on a long time, and sounds like a lot of effort has been made.
I would agree with your assessment that it's probably the council's time to decide on this. I don't see where, in the past, you've been able to say go away and make it work it out. I don't see that as a possible thing. I know Commissioner Saltzman raised a question, and I wanted to address it slightly. The question of ADA access when mobility impaired people come to these events. Mm-hmm. When PDOT looked at the trip generation prepared by Kittleson for the number of vehicles that would be coming to the Parker House for catering, maintenance, overnight guests, and it totaled an equivalent to a single family home. We had no problem, and the numbers were very, very equivalent, about 10 trips a day for both what Parker House is being proposed as the way it's conditioned and what a typical single family was. That analysis also included, if you took a look at a non-typical single family home that was larger, that had three vehicles instead of two, mm-hmm. or five people instead of three, that the trips would be even much higher under a single family home that had three vehicles than it is than what the Parker House proposed. So the idea did come up that PDOT has no objection, and I don't even know if the neighborhood would, I can't speak for them, but during these events, when there are people with mobility issues, they simply drive up Moreland Lane, park in the driveway, drop off that person right there at the front door without the grade change, and then turn around and leave back out. We don't see from a capacity level of service the safety issues on Moreland Lane that is going to create any significant issues. So we would not object to, if it's not explicitly clear, that allows people with mobility issues to be dropped off on Moreland Lane at the main entrance to the house.
And that's no desire to torture anyone with mobility issues, and if they were dropped in the driveway, I'm sure that wouldn't be a significant issue for us either.
I
just want to ask a.
It is for the city of Portland.
Just kind of a follow-up on this point. Well, not so much on the mobility, but under the definition of residence, up to six unrelated people. Mm-hmm. So is there anything, is the college well within its rights if it wanted to make it student housing or wanted to rent the house to up to six unrelated people? Is it within its rights right now?
I think it's all relations plus six unrelated. So it could be a family of five or six plus another six. So it could be 12.
Pets. So it could be student housing or rental housing? Or
yes.
Okay. And if there I think, as you were just saying, kind of would have a substantially, potentially greater impact than the proposed use.
It could. Yeah. And then if you also had any questions about the full-time equivalent, full-person equivalent, full-paying equivalent, and the head count, I can address that if you want.
Mayor Potter?
Do you wish to make a motion?
Yes.
I just want to state for the group here what our choices are in
okay.
this. Is that at the end of the council deliberation, you must ask for a motion in one of the following ways. One, council denies the appeal. Two, council denies the appeal, but ask that new information be considered or ask for amendment language. Or three, council grants the appeal. Commissioner Leonard.
Mayor Potter, I move to deny the appeal and uphold the hearings officer's report.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Discussion.
So, you had your hand up?
Yes. Excuse me, but if I could remind council, there's also that little matter of a Scrivener's error, so I think you perhaps need to have a second motion to uphold the report but correct that Scrivener's error.
We should do that first.
Yes.
What form would that be?
Well, you need a motion to correct the Scrivener's error. And then once that's seconded,
does it need
and
to be more
approved,
specific
then,
than that?
Excuse me.
Does it need to be more?
I don't know what the exact Scrivener's error is. I think if it's been referred to in her testimony.
What's the exact Scrivener's
the
error?
The exact Scrivener's error is that a citizen in the findings on page 12 of the application, a quote in opposition was incorrectly attributed to a citizen who had also written in, but they wrote in support. It was just reading the wrong line and the wrong name got it.
If I said I'd move to amend the findings on page 12 of the application to correct a Scrivener's error, would that get to?
I think that would do it,
so
Commissioner
moved.
Leonard.
So moved.
Second. Call
so discussion?
On the Scrivener's error?
I have very strong feelings on this.
I can tell.
I'm sorry. We've had. I'm overwhelmed by today's testimony. We've had celebrated authors. We've had great testimony.
You have a relative from the Civil War who was named Scribner.
Actually, he did.
I'm sure. Yeah.
If I had a relative, no doubt, they worked for Ebenezer.
Be careful.
Because I know about your history, Commissioner. No, I have no
relatives.
I have no discussion on
please
the
call a vote.
I think he wanted to have discussion on the.
Oh, this is just the Scrivener's error.
This is Scrivener's.
I'm sorry.
Uncle Scribner.
Adams.
In the long day. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Discussion on the main motion.
I just have one question for my colleagues, and I'm prepared to vote. And when we vote in these matters, there's the chance that one or both parties could be unhappy with their outcome. And
there's no chance.
Usually,
and there are
there
usually
is no
both.
Chance.
There are also occasions where we consider giving the parties a last chance to try to come up with a middle ground. And I appreciate Commissioner Adams' questions to staff, who I think have done an excellent job. And I just want to make sure that my colleagues feel that we have exhausted those avenues, and that it's the proper. This is ripe for adjudication. If it's the strong feeling, I'm prepared to vote.
I, having been tangentially involved with this issue as a staffer, and then my encouragement to the Neighborhood Association when I met with them however many months ago, my encouragement to the college over the years has been to try to work something out. I think it's time to make a decision and let the process move from there.
Okay. And I would have to say that that I've normally looked to find an opportunity where you have sides disagreeing to find some middle ground. And unfortunately, the tenor of this, not just hearing, but leading up to the hearing, led me to believe some time ago what was confirmed by our able staff here today, that that was just not going to happen, unfortunately. So it's not that I'm married to what the hearings officer said, but it is that it was clear there is no room for compromise, and there's no use putting everybody through the agony of further process when it's clear the outcome will probably be no different. So that's my response.
Appreciate your perspectives.
Further discussion? Call a vote.
Adams.
I want to thank representatives from both sides and those that testified, that spoke from all sides. Indeed, a very reasoned and well-spoken and esteemed group of people. I know a number of you on both sides of the issue, and I have great respect for you, and hopefully that a lot of this conversation falls under the category of reasonable. People can disagree. But I do think we need to make a decision and let the rest of the process play out, however it's going to play out. And I know there's motivation on both sides to, you know, allow for and to pursue the step after the city council. So I'm going to support this motion. Aye.
Fish.
First, I want to say I want to acknowledge all the folks who took time to come testify today. I thought the testimony was extremely thoughtful. And it was helpful for me in clarifying as I reviewed this matter. As I understand my job, it's to review the code, the applicable code provisions, to look at the hearing officer's decision, and any submissions we receive, and to listen very carefully to the testimony. And I think you've gotten a fair hearing from this council, who, as a general matter, are very attentive at these hearings. Maybe it's because I'm a middle child and also a Libra. My natural instinct is to seek if there is a middle ground position on some of these issues, and that's why I engaged my colleagues who are a little more grayer in the beard than I am on the question of whether there was room to go on this particular issue. And as I listen to the positions of the parties, I too have concluded that there's not much of a likelihood that we're going to bridge any of the divide here. And I would say that my normal inclination would be to see if there was some give and something that a further set of meetings could bring the parties together around. I too am persuaded that that is probably a fruitless exercise, and I appreciate very much the work of staff on this, as always. So as I, again, look at the law, the decision, and listen carefully to the testimony, and I am thinking about good balance land use planning, I feel compelled to join in this motion and to vote aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I do appreciate the testimony from both sides, but I do feel, and it is time for us to make a decision on this, and I think that the 17 to 40 conditions largely emanate from the discussion process that's been pursued by the college with the neighborhood over at least 4 years, and I think that's it's kind of hard on one hand to say that 40 conditions in of itself should sink this, when on the other hand, I think those 40 conditions, in fact, emanate from discussions about how to make this acceptable or more acceptable. I do think there probably will be an impact on those on Moreland Lane. There's probably no doubt about that. But I also think just the line of questioning I just asked, somehow the idea that this could also be student housing for up to 6 unrelated individuals or rented out to 6 or more, I think would have far more of a livability impact on the nearby residents to Moreland Lane. And on balance, I think the college has met the approval criterion, and therefore I do vote aye.
Potter.
Well, I guess I'm a lone vote on this. Is that when I look at the general explanation on how city council evaluates information. It says that the applicant has a burden of proof to show that the evidentiary record compiled by the hearings officer demonstrates that each and every element of the approval criteria is satisfied. Going back to page 40, there were several things I was concerned about, but the one that struck me the most had to do with the safety on Moreland Lane. Is that, and I'll quote the hearings officer, it is already, Moreland Lane with limited parking space is already challenged to protect pedestrians, and especially children on bicycles and tricycles, from vehicles. Parts of the street are so narrow that a vehicle parked on one side of the street makes it difficult for another vehicle to pass, and most residents do not park on the street. A fire truck or emergency vehicle would, due to the small-shaped intersection in the middle of the alley, have to enter at the Parker House end of Southeast Moreland Lane. During a Parker House event, it would be nearly impossible for an emergency vehicle to get through. Then he goes on to quote Bob Haley. Having been a police officer in that area, having driven that street on more than one occasion, I do not feel that the applicant has demonstrated the burden of proof to me that that safety on Moreland Lane would not be diminished as a result of the approval. And although I dearly love going to Reed College, I hope that you won't kick me off the campus because of this. But I also think that the neighbors have a certain amount of rights in terms of their the livability and the safety of that particular area. I'm also concerned about Woodstock Boulevard. I traverse Woodstock Boulevard because I live about 15 blocks away several times a week. And I do notice a lot of cars parking on Woodstock. I would hope that no cars would ever park in the driveways that would preclude anybody being able to either leave or a fire truck getting into that piece of property because of what's going on at Parker House. So I am voting no because I believe that they have not met the burden of proof on this issue. It's passed. We are adjourned. Yeah.